Dead in Hip Hop Conversations. Dead in Hip Hop Conversations. I'm here with Nike Wonder. Hey, we're gonna finally get into this, you know, after all of the early action theatrics. A couple of weeks ago, man, people were a little upset on Twitter, you know, and in the hip hop world over some comments TMZ had to say about the Boston Bombers that they finally caught. And their headline, or the thing they put out, was they were trying to say that the guy involved with the bombing was heavy into hip hop and this kind of what?
It's like, what are all these pauses? Why are you taking so long? Are you cold?
Can I gather my thoughts?
Hold on. I'm so old.
So basically, it was like Boston Bomber, heavy into hip hop, or something along those lines. You know, and a lot of people, you know, felt some kind of way about that. And so, you know, we decided to, you know, I guess, talk about it and kind of see what you guys think about that particular line from TMZ. Do you think it was out of line for TMZ to do that?
Yeah.
100% it was out of line. Because it's irrelevant to the story. It's irrelevant to the, so now your musical preference has something to do with your actions.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
But I'm just saying for a publication to point that out. If it was any other genre, do you think it would have been pointed out? If he was into jazz, country, okay, but because, of course, because it's more controversial. But yeah, if he was into any of the controversial genres, I think they would have made light of it, okay. But not every genre. And you know, I just don't know, man. Like, a lot of people, like my girl, when I told her about it, she was mad. She always trying to make black people look bad and da 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 da. But I don't know, man. I don't know the reason why that's relevant. You know, I guess maybe I'm just coming from a personal standpoint in hip hop, and it's just I don't see the relevancy.
And then they went back. I think they went back to like his tweets talking about something. He quoted Jay-Z on the day of the bombing or something. They went back to like his tweets where he was tweeting.
TMZ
and he was like, and he was like, they were showing like he was quoting like lyrics that Jay-Z had said, and it was some other rapper. Yeah, they did all that shit. I'm like, that's crazy.
Wait,
like,
was that a later story or was that in that same?
No, it was a later story.
Oh, okay.
It was a later story. And it was like, yeah, he quoted Jay-Z, you know, on this day. And I want to say, I don't know for sure if he quoted Eminem as well too. It was Eminem too. I thought it was Eminem. It was Eminem and Jay-Z.
One other rapper, I forget who it was. It was somebody I don't listen to. Yeah. But you know what? He also tweeted a picture of a kitten. So why are we talking about that? So
right.
I like cats. Am I gonna bomb something next? Or did he bomb the Boston Runners because there were too many dogs there? Or hip hop says dog all the time. What up, dog? He was conflicted because he liked cats. But the hip hop niggas say dog, so therefore he blew some shit up. Blame Funk Flex. It's his fault. He always dropping bombs. Bow. Drop a bomb on him. Bam. We always dropping bombs. That's the bomb. Drop the bomb. That's what it is.
So you trying to say,
hey, shout out to Tim Westwood.
That's how it be. That's how it be.
Oh, ignorant ass nigga.
That's how it be.
But I think it just goes back to just say, like, I mean, it's been going on for years that it seems like every time something violent or whatever goes on, hip hop is always the forefront or somewhat the blame.
They try to link
when
it
you don't want it. Right.
Like in this instance, I just feel that they try to link it. It's like, okay, link.
So it's like
hip hop. Bad.
It's kind of like, okay, when I saw this, I'm like, okay. It's like, here's nothing new, because, you know, remember N.W.A. used to get blamed, you know, when they was making stuff, N.W.A.
Everybody, I'm trying
to think.
Uncle Luke.
Right, Uncle Luke. It's like, this has been going on for years, so it's not so surprising. I think it's surprising now because of we in a social media, you know, era now. You know, everything is just so, once something happened, there it
everybody
is.
Knows.
Yeah, everybody knows so quick, but, you know, opposed to back in the day. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think personally that they were just link baiting. I think that they just put this up. because they knew that there was going to be a reaction from everybody when they see it. I don't think TMZ is really sitting there seeing and saw that this guy had an account with the hip hop site and decided that this guy, that hip hop was part of the cause behind it. You know what I'm saying? For me, it didn't make much sense. It didn't make much logical sense when you try to put the two together.
Well, whether it's Link Beta or not, it's still not cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But is TMZ doing what TMZ does? And that's what I've been saying this whole time. I don't know why we're giving this any attention. It's just, why does anyone give a shit about what a tabloid news article says? No one gives them any credibility. I go to them to hear about, what are the Kardashians up to? Where's Paris Hilton right now? You know what I mean? I don't go to them for news. No one should. And I don't think anyone really does. I think people are just taking this too far. They're getting too upset about this. I mean, I don't want to say they shouldn't listen to them. I just don't think they should take them that seriously. I don't think they should take anything that they say that seriously. And they're trying to turn this into a race issue. And that's even stupider. Because they're like, oh, the white people, TMZ, are blaming the black people, hip-hop. I mean, okay, come on. Like, when Columbine happened, heavy metal got blamed.
Yep.
So, was it a race issue then? No, it was just news. The difference being back then, it was like all these mainstream media groups grabbed onto that story because it was interesting. Mm-hmm. Heavy metal is a controversial, you know, genre. So is hip hop. What do we expect? And why are hip hop dudes getting mad about it? Why are you blaming us? Look at your lyrics, man. Like, you talk about shooting people all the time. Are you surprised you got blamed for somebody doing something violent?
But wouldn't you be, at some point, you have to grow tired of it, right?
No.
I don't know if I'm
making those lyrics.
Yeah, but you know, if I'm an artist,
right?
I'm in hip hop,
right?
And this is what I do. And every time I look up and something happens, we're always constantly being blamed for it, right? Wouldn't you be upset with that? Wouldn't you get tired of people taking jabs at you?
But here's the thing, though. Like an artist, like let's say like Crit, right? Do you think he would get blamed for something like this? Does he have lyrics that are controversial to the point where you could blame him for a bombing?
They'll pull some out of, just like they pull shit out of Common's lyrics.
Like,
they're like, say what they pull out of Common's.
Yeah.
All right, man, y'all motherfuckers just reaching, goddamn.
Lyrics weren't even violent lyrics. The Jay-Z lyrics weren't even violent.
Right.
I don't even think the Eminem lyrics they picked was violent.
Yeah.
It's just, they like hip-hop. So what? Who cares? And hip-hop, the thing about it is, man, I keep going, who is TMZ? Who cares?
Celebrity gossip.
That's all it is. Tabloid.
Like you said, you don't know what the Kardashian is doing.
If Fox News or ABC News or NBC CNN. News or, well, CNN made a mention of it, but if all of these news networks grabbed onto the story, I'd say, shit, this is something to talk about. It's only TMZ. And you know, the few news networks that did grab it, Rod getting mad. You know what they always said? They always said, TMZ reports that dude was into hip hop. They never say, dude was into hip hop. Because they know that the story has very little validity. And it has very little credibility. Just like every single thing that TMZ does.
I don't agree with that.
What don't you agree with?
Because I think most of the stuff they say is accurate. It's a gossip column, don't get me wrong.
How about TMZ?
But the gossip is milk is 9 times out of 10 true.
How do we know that?
The
celebrities never come out and say, yeah, TMZ wasn't lying.
No, it comes out at some point.
Like, what about Lil Wayne? What about the Lil Wayne situation, though?
That's a whole other combo, though. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? They overstate.
I get what Rod's saying. Yeah. He's saying 9 times out of 10. That's the 1 time out of 10 that they were wrong. Right.
That's why people jumped on them so bad.
But at the same time, just like I mentioned to you before, whenever I've watched that dumbass TMZ show, I watch it for entertainment because it's funny.
Okay.
Every time I hear a story, it's never that we factually have this proof. It's always a certain person inside the camp of so-and-so claims that so-and-so is doing so-and-so.
Yeah.
That's not factually accurate, and I haven't heard any of those stories confirmed. It's always gossip, just like this is gossip.
So you think it's irresponsible of TMZ to make those claims or to put that out there in the atmosphere?
Yeah, because I think for the most part, the gossip that they do bring up is accurate. It's very close. So to say this, I think that could sway a lot of people. Like, oh, what the fuck?
And the reaction they got could probably lead to them being more and more irresponsible, because all of a sudden, right, everybody's talking. Wait, think about it. Think about
I know.
I saw your face though. Think about the reaction that happened when they put that out. Mm-hmm. They probably had a surge in traffic.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden, networks are saying the same thing that may not to their audience that may not have even seen it. So all of a sudden, people watching may decide to go to TMZ. Right. So it continues to live
right
after the fact. So
it's some bullshit.
Man, y'all too protective over hip hop. Man, let hip hop fight for itself.
Yeah, you know? I get that. It's just not
important. I just think that look, I bet you TMZ is not the only network to have gotten this story. They're just the only ones that chose to put it out there. All the other news networks were more focused on why did they do it? Are there more bombs? Yeah. What's up with dude's mother? Right. What's really going on? That's the important shit. The fact that the older brother liked to listen to hip hop has very little relevance. TMZ probably heard that they were brothers and thought they were brothers and put the shit out. They got confused. Let TMZ get confused a little bit sometimes. Just leave TMZ alone.
I don't know, you know, when I first saw it, I think somebody had tweeted it to us, and when I first saw it, I was like, no, don't do this. Because leading up to that, this whole situation a week before has been an entire disaster in the media anyway.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And now, because they've been just guessing at everything. Right. There was very little fact. They've been screwing up from the very beginning.
Yep.
Major networks. And yep, then all of a sudden, they finally found the guy, you know, because they thought he was black, right? So they finally
found him. That's what came out first. It said they were dark-skinned and he was speaking with an African accent.
Yep.
Which the African accent was really like, he was like, what up, though? What's going on? What's good, bro? Because he likes hip hop. What up, bro? They think that's an African accent. Because clearly,
you know,
black people.
That's African, a relation. You know. Yeah, there's a correlation there. So all of that has been screwed up entirely throughout this whole process. So when I saw that headline, that was the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, oh shit, here we go again. These motherfuckers are reaching, trying to make some type of reference to something that's irrelevant to the whole situation at hand. And then when I read the fucking article, and it was the fact that he had an account with the website, I'm like, how does this tie into the bombing at all? So I was like, all right, fine. So I went to all the other sites to see, just maybe, they picked up on it. And it was nothing. I was like, okay, well, I just missed it as TMZ being TMZ. You know.
So do you think it's an attack on hip hop?
I don't think it's an attack on hip hop. What I think it is, I think you have a Boston bombing that's major news everywhere. I am an editor in chief of a website. Mm-hmm. I want some of that traffic.
Yep.
So I'm going to say, you know what?
Let's look for this tweet.
I got something. It's hip hop. Hip hop is huge.
Yep.
I'm going to tie the two together. I win.
So why can't you just talk about the bombing all together? Like, why can't you just talk about it?
Because
and why you gotta tie it to music or hip hop?
Because it's not a news station. Like
but
Mike
they,
said,
they
they're
talk
gossip.
About gossip
they're gossip. So the gossip is tying in the hip hop to a bombing to get that traffic, and then you're getting hip hop traffic, you're getting the bomb traffic. Right. So I see it now. You know, they pimping y'all so hard right now.
Y'all falling for it, man. It totally worked.
Yeah. We all clicked on it.
Yeah, because you gotta think about it this way. It's like all the news networks, they had all of the relevant news, mm-hmm, but they weren't reporting this. TMZ was the only one to do it. They knew, just like Ken just laid it out perfectly. Like, editor-in-chief says, shit, no one else is doing this. We have a story. Let's put this shit out and get traffic. That's all it was about. It was not a fuck you guys, fuck you hip-hop, fuck you niggers. It was none of that shit. It was just we can latch on to this. I really have a feeling that, like, if it was the guys are into Slayer, they would have put it out. Because they know it's an easy target. Hip-hop is an easy target. Metal's an easy target.
Well, I have a different theory about it, man. Like, because I think ever since the Wayne thing happened, or whatever, hip-hop attacked them.
So you think it's revenge?
I think they're lashing back out at hip hop.
No,
I think that's my. That's, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that that theory is true, but I think it's a possibility.
Well, here's the thing, because if they were to report the bombings just as the bombings, how many people would just go there based on their merit? Right. Because they're a gossip column. Right. You see what I'm saying? And an entertainment show. So nobody's gonna come to TMZ to get the facts. Right. Only the facts. Exactly. Because you have MSN, you have everybody, every other news publication in America covering it. You see what I'm saying? So what's gonna separate TMZ? Why are you gonna check out TMZ's post versus every single other post?
Hip hop has something to do with the bomb.
What?
Oh
my goodness.
Right.
I can't let my child listen to hip hop no more.
Right.
That's all it is.
They're not gonna
man.
Be like, oh man, the Boston bombing. Shit, I gotta get on TMZ and see what the facts
exactly.
are.
Like, you know? Exactly.
What TMZ said about the bombing? What does Kim Kardashian think of the bombing?
Right.
Exactly. Was Kim Kardashian safe?
Was she there?
Exactly.
Is she okay?
Is she related to the bombing?
Is Kim Kardashian like that? In Boston,
is she related to the bomber?
Right.
That's know, fucked like, up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was Chris Brown and Rihanna in the area?
Wait, why Chris Brown gotta be there?
Well, I'm just saying, cause you know he violent too. He an R&B.
That nigga was smacking bitches out there.
Just running and slapping.
But that's TMZ, man. TMZ talks about stars and celebrities. They don't talk about news facts. And then when they do talk about news facts, it's tied into a celebrity or something that else that's controversial to bring in both the news side and then the controversial side. It is what it is, man.
Speaking to what you were saying, though, Rod, about the Lil Wayne thing and the backlash against that, and I may not necessarily look at it the way you're looking at it. I'm looking at it from an editor-in-chief standpoint. Like, so they said Wayne's dead, right? All I saw a surge in traffic.
Wayne's dying.
You know what I'm saying? Or he's dying, whatever. So all of a sudden they saw that this led to a certain thing. And I think when they had another opportunity, I think it was like, well, you know, it worked before.
Yep.
Let's do it again.
They blew the internet up.
Oh, yeah.
They blew the internet up with that Lil Wayne shit.
And what do you want to do? You want people talking about it. You want your name mentioned everywhere. So
TMZ saying this. Oh, man, but TMZ fucking up. T.I. even tweeting TMZ. Like, I mean, it was, that shit got crazy, man.
That's because he was on that site.
Right. His face was on there. Yeah, he was mad that he was kind of being looked at as the spokesperson for realhiphop.com, who, raise your hand if you've heard of realhiphop.com before this. There you go. That's me. If it was allhiphop.com or if it was Two Dope Boys, if it was Rap Radar, I might be a little more interested. But it's a website. And no offense to realhiphop.com. It might be a great site, but there's not any credibility in this whole story. Granted, yeah, the dude liked hip hop. So fucking what? And the stars that are coming out and angry about this and speaking on it, just stop. Stop giving it attention. It's not important. Just like we shouldn't be giving it attention. But we're doing it. They pimping us right now and we getting pimped.
I know realhiphop.com is happy.
Oh yeah. I mean, everybody's going to their site, but at the same time, it might fuck them in the end. Because they might be getting associated with bombers. The reason it's irrelevant is because there are a whole lot of other angles that TMZ isn't even bothering to discuss. Like, relevant angles. How did these kids grow up? Like, what was their mother teaching them? If their mother is actually sympathetic towards these types of actions, what was she teaching the kids? You know, do they have mental issues? You know, do they have, yeah, well, clearly they were fucked up.
All right, so final thoughts, B.
Oh shit! I mean,
TMZ, you're responsible, unnecessary, uncalled for.
I mean, it's.
Should we be worried about it?
No, shouldn't be worried about it. I mean, they like we all said, they just reach in, they gossip type of website. They just trying to get the views and people talk about them, which we just did for about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. So.
So if they keep doing this, just let them just do it.
Yeah, because that's what they're there for.
You know, nobody's coming to them for nothing serious. So it's like, it's TMZ being TMZ, crying out loud.
Unfortunately, what's going to happen is, see, we are able to apply certain logic and reason behind, you know, these type of situations. TMZ, they're not playing to people like us. Mm-mm. They're playing to everybody else that won't think beyond the headline. Right. So they will continue to go, and I guess they maybe I kind of see what maybe where you're kind of going with the Rod. They will continue to do this, and they will continue to receive attention, and you know.
But it's not a hip hop thing, though. That's my thing. It's not a hip hop thing. They do this with everybody. Anything that's gonna bring them attention, they do it. We have to stop being so protective of hip hop. Let hip hop fight for itself. They are not attacking hip hop. They're grabbing a story.
How is hip hop going to protect itself?
Say again?
How is hip hop going to protect itself?
Hip hop needs to start protecting itself.
Saying,
if you are, because if you're an artist involved with hip hop,
okay,
then you need to start saying, okay, well, if I don't put this shit out, then TMZ will have nothing to say. If you don't want people to, what?
No, I'm listening.
If you don't want people to grab onto your lyrics, or if you're really concerned with publications like TMZ grabbing onto your lyrics and trying to twist it into something negative, then fine, don't put your lyrics out like that. Talk about something else. But if you want to talk about topics like people getting killed, like drug dealings, then don't worry about TMZ because they don't get it. They're not a part of hip hop culture. Worry about the other people, the ones that actually understand your music, like your fans. You know what I'm saying? Like people that really are involved with hip hop. TMZ has nothing to do with hip hop. Let them get their own ideas.
But how is that protecting? How is hip hop protecting themselves? I guess I'm
protecting themselves.
That. Yeah.
Because okay. I feel like it should not be our job as fans or our job as like, what do we call ourselves? Bloggers, whatever. To stand up for hip hop as a whole and say, no, TMZ, you can't do this.
I mean, cause I feel like we are a part of hip hop.
We are a part of hip hop, but we're not the ones putting out those lyrics. The artists are. Let them speak up if they have a problem with it.
Well, they were.
Well, T.I. doesn't want to say anything.
I've seen some other people who said a few comments on it that same
really?
Day. Yeah, some tweets. So.
Who else was it?
I don't want to say the wrong person there.
Yeah,
I don't want to say that.
Other artists. Other artists, yeah, okay. But well, let them fight this battle. I don't feel like fighting this battle. I just don't. I don't feel like fighting this battle. That's what I mean. Like, what I mean by hip-hop protecting itself is the artists need to protect themselves. Like, if you don't want people to misconstrue your lyrics, then don't talk about what you're talking about. But if you know that the people that get it are going to get it, then don't worry about people outside of the culture being confused. Fuck what TMZ thinks. Who cares? And fuck what the unintelligent and ignorant people that TMZ is marketing towards, fuck what they think. We know what you mean, Jay-Z. We know what you mean, Eminem. We get it. We know you're not telling people to go out and bomb nothing. We know you're not telling everybody to go out there and shoot people. It's art. And sometimes art is misunderstood.
I think TMZ gets that too, but that still doesn't stop them from But that just kind of goes against what you're saying. You're saying that
how?
It's TMZ and they just spread gossip.
Right.
It's not necessarily that they believe in it. It's just that they just doing it to spread it.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. So how's that going against what I'm saying?
Because like, you're saying that if somebody cares, but just worry about the people that actually care about it and understand it.
Right.
And it's not that I don't think TMZ understands it. I think they do understand it, but like you said, they're just spreading gossip.
They don't get it. They're not a part of hip hop culture. That's what I mean. TMZ as an organization is not a part of hip hop culture. Mm-hmm. They never have been, never will be. They are part of gossip culture. That's it.
Culture.
They are not part of hip hop culture. And there's gossip in hip hop.
Yeah, exactly.
There's gossip in country music. There's gossip in Hollywood. There's gossip in R&B. That's what they do. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that rappers should stop putting out questionable content. They should stop worrying about shit like this. And we should stop worrying about shit. Like, this is not important at all.
But you know what? But I think the bigger picture is the fact that how hip hop is, and I agree with you, where the artist's main focus should only be their fan base. But at the same time, hip hop is a very small piece of the puzzle into which they broadcast this negative message or how they try to make hip hop look bad.
Right.
It's bigger than hip hop.
Right.
So at the end of the day, they are going to care, because even though you may be ignorant, you're this, you're that, you're portraying me some type of way. So now I have to defend myself against you because you're ignorant. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so you're saying that hip hop has to defend itself. by defending itself, I have to talk to you. Because since you don't know about my culture, and they're giving you, they're making it seem like my culture is this way. And I'm trying, exactly, I have to set it straight.
You don't. That's the thing, you don't. You don't.
No, if it's a mainstream media source that is looked at as credible, then you need to speak up. When it's something like this, the best thing to do is look at it and say, you know what, y'all? It's TMZ. Who cares what they think? And the story is gone. But I'm just saying that I don't understand why we have to speak up to TMZ. We have to speak up to Bill O'Reilly. He's not a part of hip-hop culture, but he still reports facts. And if he's coming out and saying that TMZ told these, or I'm sorry, that T.I. told these kids to go bomb something, you gotta speak up. Because this guy, even though he's very opinionated, he still reports what's considered news. TMZ does not report news. They report gossip. And we should have treated it as such. Look, when Bill O'Reilly attacked hip-hop, hip-hop stood up and said, nah, bro, you can't do this shit. But why? Because Bill O'Reilly is respected. Even though he's crazy, Bill O'Reilly is respected as a journalist.
The content between the two, Ralph, is extremely different. Extremely different. And that's where I think, even though they're bigger in size, you have regular, everyday-ass folks, and then you have people that have some form of intellect that's watching this stuff from Bill O'Reilly, and when he says something, you know, because he reports mainly fact-based stuff, motherfucker's gonna latch on to it. What have we said when we saw the headline on TMZ? Oh, it's just DMZ.
It's TMZ. That's what
TMZ. What do we see Bill O'Reilly said? We have a different reaction to it.
But there's a percentage of TMZ's audience that's going to take it to the worst extent. You see what I'm saying? And that's all I'm saying is that we don't have to have a Bill O'Reilly response because of the type of audience that TMZ draws. But at the end of the day, they still have a draw, and I think that it still needs to be adjusted. Slightly, maybe not in the same way, but goddamn, when you talking about millions upon millions upon millions of
that's
people,
going for gossip.
Exactly,
they're going for gossip.
Keyword exactly, gossip.
But here's the thing: but people like gossip, like because they want to believe it's true.
No, they like that shit. When it comes to TMZ,
you hear about Kim Kardashian? Goddamn, TMZ reported,
and it's funny,
But people funny to some people like us, right?
Yeah,
but it's some people that really live by that shit, man.
They're
people
lame.
Buy the magazines, they buy these.
They think
U.S. Weekly and all that shit. Yeah, man.
No,
they do. Like a Bible.
Yeah. he's right in that aspect. I think people do like to live in this fantasy world and think that all this shit is really happening because they want these celebrities to live in these fucked up ways because it gives them something to talk about.
Exactly.
But when you're talking about the millions upon millions upon millions of people that TMZ is preaching to, how many of those people already hate hip hop? How many of those people already have a negative aspect of hip-hop? They already think this way. When they see that article, all they do is go, I told you about them. That's all, it just gives them validation. It doesn't give them the central idea. I guarantee there's nobody walking around that's completely ignorant to hip-hop that sees a TMZ article and says, oh, those rapper guys are bad. They are bad because Dude at TMZ just told me that they were connected to the bombing, so therefore I hate hip hop. No! So just the ignorant people, they already have a preconceived notion of what hip hop is. What is the point in T.I. coming out and talking to those people? What is the point of Jay-Z coming out and talking to those people? They're not gonna listen. They already think that these dudes are bad. So us speaking up and saying, hey guys, the ones that already don't like us, hey, TMZ's not telling the truth. We're actually all right people. Yes, we do talk about killing people. We do talk about dealing drugs.
I do go to jail for having an assault rifle.
But I'm a good person. I have a TV show.
You see my family.
We're good guys.
I can sell lemonade.
Right, yes, we are the new Huxtables with guns. No, those people are not going to listen. So it doesn't matter. It's fruitless. Now, the hip-hop fans that follow TMZ, they're the ones who got mad. They're the ones who look at this and they say, wait a minute, nah, hip-hop's not like that. So therefore, there's still no point in speaking up. No matter what, we're wasting our breath on people that don't fucking matter.
It's hard to do that. It's kind of, you know, it's like when somebody calls you something on YouTube on a YouTube comment,
and I'm willing
to let
it go.
You can't really ignore certain shit.
You're right.
Certain shit you just gotta speak on.
You're right.
And I feel like it's just one of those things. It's so outlandish that they said that. It's like, what the fuck?
Why can't we just
ignore everything?
Wait, hold up. But why can't we just click on it and say this is dumb and click off?
Right.
Because it's not that easy. Because
you have
we're
pride.
We're human.
Because you have pride.
But why do we think that the artists have it?
I don't even think they even had anything to say.
No, they don't care.
They know that the music that they create will draw certain ire towards their culture.
Right.
They understand that. Why don't they just like, oh, this is dumb, X, and keep it moving?
And hip-hop, again, what I mean by protecting itself, if you don't want this shit to happen, don't give them any ammo. No pun intended. Don't sit there and just throw them shit that they can use. If you want to get upset at TMZ, nobody that writes a record like Fuck the Police or anything like that writes it and thinks there's not going to be any repercussions. This is America.
Controversial.
Right. You write shit like that because it's how you feel, but you're not stupid. You're not going to think, oh, no one's going to say something. Of course someone's going to say something. They're going to think a certain way. So why get upset about it? That's what I mean. Hip-hop, protect yourself. If you don't want that shit to happen to you, don't say it. Be fucking common. Even though they did reach for common, but I'm saying, be common. Be some really overly friendly fucking Muppet Sesame Street ass rapper. If you don't want motherfuckers like TMZ to pull shit out of your fucking records. We'll be right back.